It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
All right, it is now Beer 30. We've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer with us, as we always do. You can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes. And they've got all the social medias rolling as well. Sports Meets Beer. We've got a beer in the studio. What do we got?
Hola, Señor Daniel.
Feliz Navidad.
Yes, indeed.
It's not even a Mexican beer. I don't know why we did that.
I don't know either. Doesn't make sense.
So today we have the Jubal Ale from Deschutes Brewing, one of my favorite breweries. They do also the fresh squeezed IPA, which is delightful. But this is their winter release, a festive winter ale, they call it. We're going to go, Ben and I just kind of talked about it. We're going to call this a winter warmer. I'm not sure what they actually classify it as. So it's got some good spice to it. It's got a little bit of head retention. It's holding on. Lacing isn't a ton to speak of, really. Kind of comes down the side of the glass. What do you smell here, Ben?
I smell what the rock's cooking. But more importantly, you get dive into the nose of this thing and you get a lot of good cereal grains, out of this. And then you just get, like I said, you get that kind of that allspice, little cinnamon, a little bit on that, which isn't, it's not heavy handed, but.
Would you say that you get a cocoa, dried fruit, and toffee notes? And
Actually, the dried fruit is something that you kind of pick up, almost like a fig or a plum. But the thing I kind of made the reference to is like a gingerbread cookie. Not overly sweet.
Definitely not sweet.
But it definitely has that, to Ben's point, the clove, the allspice, a lot of bread. Yeah. Mouthfeel-wise, it's pretty rich, I think. The cocoa that you're referencing, which was written on the side of the bottle.
Oh, I was totally reading the side of the bottle.
Yeah, okay.
I was just making sure that.
Say, wow, that kid's good.
See if we all agreed.
The cocoa that they're talking about definitely comes across in my mind with this.
I mean, I wasn't done. I can keep reading the side of the bottle. There's more. A robust ale with warming spice.
How about you just drop a ding on us if we hit one of the things that
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hack radio. I'm reminded a lot of like baker's cocoa or like cocoa powder with this. There is something, chalky probably isn't the right word, but there is like a drying factor to this. I think that comes from the bready malts though. I think that dry factor is pulled out of the cocoa by the malt. Does that make sense to you?
The toy does. It's that the cocoa comes through in the finishing steps of this. Like right at the very end, it drops off. You're left with that on your palate, just like you took a little taste of baker's chocolate. Yeah, as it warms up a little bit, I'm getting a little bit of the toffee notes, but I get none of that in the nose, all in the finish of the beer, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But that it's got the right amount of spice, sweet. I think it's an interesting beer, and it's definitely balanced. I mean, it's good to try. I'd try a little taster of it at a bar. I wouldn't necessarily drink a whole pint of this. That's kind of the problem. So like for someone to jump into a six pack, you really have to like spice and Christmas style beers.
Hmm.
I agree with Ben on this. I think the only thing I would add to sort of the finish on this is that subtle, like dark fruit that I got in the nose sort of lingers in the finish as well. It's pretty subtle, but I think it also exists there. But to Ben's point about how much of this you would drink, if you're gonna buy this, I would recommend if you can find it in like a 22-ounce bomber, I'd recommend doing that and sharing it two or three people. I wouldn't necessarily get into a whole six pack of this, although some of the stores do a cool make your own six pack. So if you want to add a bottle of that and bring that home or whatever, but this is definitely this type of beer from a personal preference standpoint. This is definitely the type of beer that I'm sharing with somebody. I'm not drinking a whole pint of this. A 10-ounce pour is like perfect.
Like bring it to a party or something. And
have
everyone try
it. Also, like quite honestly, if I was sitting in front of the fireplace at my house, having a beer like this would obviously be really good. But
I do think that this is a really nice version of this style beer.
Mm-hmm.
I think what
there's
kind of
way more offensive Christmas beers out there.
Yeah,
trust me.
And quite frankly, on the list of Christmas beers, I would say that there's more offensive ones than there are unoffensive beers. And I actually don't find this.
Where's that bell?
I would agree. 100%. Ding ding.
I don't find this to be offensive. I think it's great. The flavor profile and the spiciness makes it so that you're not having multiple pints of it. And I think that just speaks to the style and not to the quality of this.
Right.
So, I'm going to give it thumbs up. I think it's good. I think we're just speaking personal preference.
Maybe like a thumbs up given certain circumstances.
in the right settings.
In the correct setting. Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It would be a thumbs up 100%
right.
of the time. But
it's not a normal thumbs up that you would just go nuts with normally.
You know.
If you could get the Amish made electric fireplace in here, I think we'd feel a lot better about drinking these together here in the studio.
Or we could watch it like a Yule log on the computer.
There we go.
That might work.
The Yule log, dim the lights, wear some Santa hats, give each other presents. This would be a great beer.
Wow.
I'm in.
Me too.
Is it in the production budget?
Yeah, we're going to do the White Elephant Christmas exchange in here with beer. We're going to get into a big fight over it on there. It's going to be great.
All right.
Ben's making a wacky face now.
You can check out this review and others, as always, on our Beer 30 page at 977theriver.com. Happy holidays.
Take that and shove it in your stocking.